The next patient is Mr. James Dow. The last name is D-O-W. James is the first name. Number one, cellulitis of the right leg. Period. While he was on vacation up in Tennessee, the patient gained more than 12 pounds of body weight and developed swelling in the right lower extremity and in the right hemiabdomen. That was the site where the first kidney transplant was placed. The period, the Doppler ultrasound for the veins was negative for clots. Period. This patient has had the tendency to retain fluid. And he was explained about the need for him to follow a low sodium diet and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. He has been taking 40 milligrams of furosemide on a daily basis. We are going to increase to 40 milligrams BID every other day in five separate occasions. Period. It was written, it was explained, the rationale behind this. I don't want to continue with the 40 milligrams of furosemide BID because it could be detrimental for the kidney function. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure 108 over 52. Following number, the patient has a tear in the back of the right leg where the cellulitis was. That was caused by trauma while he went to the hospital to have the ultrasound done. Period. We put a compressing bandage. The temperature is not increased, and we're going to advise the patient that once the fluid is diminished, decreased in the right lower extremity, we are going to remove the unchanged dressing in 24 hours. Period. The patient is off antibiotics. Following number, kidney transplant. He has a prograf level and he is taking Enversus. Kidney transplant. The prograf level is 3 and should be between 5 and 8. He's taking Enversus. 0.75, four times a week. Excuse me, 0.75, five times a week, and 1 milligram, two times a week. We are going to repeat the program level on the 21st of November of 2022. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, the blood sugar is always around 100. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, he has a history of coronary artery disease that is compensated at the present time. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, he has a tendency to develop bronchoconstriction from time to time, but he has been without any complications at this point. Following number, hyperuricemia that is going to be reevaluated. alloy number, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This is a kidney that has been functioning well. Period. In summary, we have a patient that had a cellulitis in the right lower extremity that is most likely associated to trauma and to the severe fluid retention that the patient has. He has pitting edema in the right lower extremity that is 2/4. We are going to ask him to be with the legs elevated, low sodium diet, fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and we are going to increase the administration of furosemide, as we mentioned before. Paragraph. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face and changing the dressing and examining the leg and examining the patient 20 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.